Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. For the last few years, Cochrane Overviews have been bringing together the findings of a number of Cochrane reviews into a single document, making it easier for people to find the evidence they need. Like Cochrane reviews more generally, these are also updated periodically, and Sophie Hill, Coordinating Editor of the Cochrane Consumers and Communication Group based in Australia, describes the April 2014 update of her group's overview of consumer-orientated interventions for evidence-based prescribing and medicines use.
It's been 3 years since we published the first version of this overview, and it's grown considerably in that time. In 2011, it included 37 systematic reviews, and applying the same methods as before, we found 38 more reviews, taking the total analysed in the overview to 75. This means that we are drawing together research from studies with thousands of people. Unfortunately, the evidence continues to be very sparse for the effect of interventions in some populations, including children and young people, family carers, or people with more than one health problem. Updating the overview, though, has strengthened some of our initial conclusions and identified some promising new findings. Before taking you through these, I would like to explain why we did the overview. Medicines can be a challenge for many people, and helping people take them safely and effectively is a major goal of health systems everywhere. Thinking about the term safely and effectively, we mean that consumers know and understand what to do, acquire the necessary skills and support to manage their medicines, take their medicines, and their health improves as a result. Many different types of communication-related interventions are used to ensure people achieve this. Some of the most basic interventions include written information pamphlets or simplifying how often people have to take their medicines. More complex interventions include training programs for people to learn how to adjust and administer the right dose, or training and a personal review of a person's medicines undertaken by a pharmacist. We included a wide range of interventions in the overview because governments, health services, health professionals, and consumers need to know what the evidence can tell us about all these different communication strategies. It's not possible to present all the findings in this podcast, but here are the main ones. Interventions that are generally effective are learning how to self-monitor dosing levels or learning how to self-manage medicines. These interventions lead to improved medicine use, improved adherence, fewer adverse events, and improved clinical outcomes. They may reduce premature death in people taking antithrombotic medicine in cases where people are comfortable self-monitoring. There are two types of interventions where the evidence shows promise. These are, first, simplified dosing. For instance, the frequency of doses is simplified from 4 times a day to 2, which may improve adherence. Second, interventions involving pharmacists, such as conducting an assessment of all the medicines a person is taking. This may improve adherence, reduce medicine problems, and improve clinical outcomes. Simple interventions, such as giving a patient a written medicines information pamphlet, does not lead to improvements in adherence, but it may increase a person's knowledge, in itself a precursor to appropriate healthcare behaviour. This overview is important because most health systems are pursuing high quality and safe healthcare, but with more limited resources, and medicines are a major cost for many individuals and for governments. The research we have compiled shows that there are many preventable problems which could be avoided through better communication or by having the right knowledge, skills, and support. By bringing together all the relevant systematic reviews together in one place, our aim is to improve decision-making in health systems, which in turn will improve health.
To look in more detail at what Sophie and her co-reviewers were able to bring together from the 75 included reviews, and to read their full range of findings, visit thecochranelibrary.com to access the full review.